Talk Radio, giving you the tools to guide you on your spiritual or metaphysical journey. I'm your host, Dr. Candace Nadine Green.
Hello and welcome to Inspirational Monday on Awakened Path Radio. To visit us for more information to keep updated with our shows, please visit www.awakenedpathonline.com. Again, that's www.awakenedpathonline.com. Now on to today's show. Today we have with us Avalon Bailey, who is the founder of the Emotional Relief Catalyst Energy Healing Modality. With her no-touch technique, benefits are immediate and continue with time. Clients have been relieved of childhood traumas, hurtful relationships, abusive experiences, and toxic emotions. Her clients have experienced freedom from headaches, chronic back pain, unhealthy behaviors, toxic relationships, thought patterns, beliefs, and more. It is said that 90% of suffering is from stored emotions. Welcome back to our show, Avalon. It is such a pleasure to have you again.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you, Candace.
Now, in the introduction, I said, with your no-touch technique, benefits are immediate and continue with time. What evidence do you see that the benefits have continued with time in clients? What kind of benefits will be seen?
Well, I can give you a couple of examples. I had a gentleman in his 40s who came to me, and in his session, several things were revealed to him and shown to him, and he was able to experience a shift in perspective and attitude and feel inspired about his life when he saw the potential. And so I spoke with him 30 days later, and four things had happened. One, he left a toxic relationship. Two, he got a better job with better potential and better pay. Three, he reconnected with his passion for creating music. And four, he had stopped drinking alcohol. Now, I also saw him 9 months later, and he was eating healthy. He began to value his life, his health. And he was in a relationship that was healthy and robust. And so his passion for music was flourishing. So that was 9 months after our session. And he really was ready to make a change. And he totally showed up for himself. Now, I had another lady who couldn't stop eating the candy out of the candy jar at work. She really wanted to stop. So we had a session, and I cleared the energy that was connected to that behavior of eating sugar. And I had heard through the grapevine from a friend who knew her that a year went by and she had not had any candy out of that candy jar. So what I have found is that whatever the energy is that's driving the behavior, once that is located and cleared, then that behavior is gone. It even can go to belief systems. I worked with a lady overseas in Europe, and the reason she came to me, which was of course by internet, was she had headaches. But once the headache was clear during our session, she asked if I could clear a belief that had been instilled in her by her parents and grandparents. And I hadn't done it before, but I said, let's try. So she started to tell me what the belief was. And as she was telling me, I was able to locate it in her energy field and cleared it to the point where the belief, as she was stating it, just trailed off. The words just trailed off. And I spoke with her a month later, and she hadn't had any headaches, but she also shared with me that for fun, she was trying to recall that belief system and couldn't even recall it. Wow. Because again, once the energy is gone, it's gone. It's almost like taking an energetic shower. So you're cleansed of the issues that are being focused on. They're cleansed away. And so you leave the session feeling light and uplifted and inspired about your own life. But do keep in mind that we can go right back into the muddy energies if we so choose. And so like the gentleman whose life changed so dramatically, he had no desire to go back into a toxic relationship. So once this energetic shift takes place, then the choices we make will either support it or, you know, perhaps bring us back into similar circumstances.
You mentioned that, you know, you can go back into, I guess, previous behaviors, patterns, et cetera. What are some ways that, you know, once a person has experienced your session and the positive energy and they're doing new things, new patterns, how can they prevent themselves from backsliding? I mean, it's so easy to go right back and do the same thing and think the same thing all over again.
Yes, that is really so important. A couple things here. So like I said, during a session, you almost get like an energy reset. And so let's say you've been in an abusive relationship, which can be a pattern of behavior as well. And so you have been in an abusive relationship. And so let's say you finally got out, but you still harbor the damage and the trauma and the hurt and the pain. So that all can be cleared. Your connection to the past experience of an abusive relationship can be cleared. Mm-hmm. And so to support the energetic shifts in the session, what a person is suggested to do is to have the mental tapes that support that. So in other words, instead of continuing saying, I don't deserve better, I'll never have anybody who really loves me, or whatever that tape is, you need to pull that tape out and replace it with a tape that supports a healthier choice, such as I deserve to be loved.
Right.
I deserve to be honored and respected in my relationship. And so the energy session is a start to new beginnings, but your choices beyond that session will either, again, support the new beginnings or allow you to backslide. We have so much power in each and every moment. We have so much power in each and every choice. And so having an awareness of what our patterns have been, be it in behavior, it can be behavior patterns of eating, drinking, could be a shopaholic or a hoarder or OCD.
Right.
It can be patterns in relationship, again, the abusive or toxic. Mm-hmm. And it can be patterns in our thought patterns, being negative or hypercritical. And so step one is to recognize any patterns in your life that are either contributing to a healthy life or an unhealthy life. And number two, if your patterns are unhealthy, take the step to change them.
Right. And it does require work on our parts. We have to first know, before someone even comes to you, they have to know that they have a have an issue that they need to have it taken care of. So that's the first step in trying to, you know, have a change the way we think or act or behave. And another thing, which is, I think is crucial, is having not necessarily a support group, but people around us who will encourage us. And maybe we could be accountable to them in making sure that they check in with us, possibly making sure we're on the right path, things like that. I find that those are also beneficial to not backsliding.
Absolutely. And again, it's making choices that will be to your benefit. And when someone comes to a session, they may know what the issue is. Let's take the lady who did the fast food eating. She didn't know why she was eating fast food. Turned out it was the energy connected to that had to do with her growing up with her brother and her father. And she may have never made that connection. Another gentleman who was in his 40s was in a very, very toxic relationship. He could not move forward from it. And she was really terrible for him. And everybody could see it, but he couldn't move out of it. And so when we had our session, he recognized what the problem was, but he would have never guessed what it was connected to. When I went into the energy, it showed me that when he was 3 years old, he had a problem with his leg. And then he recalled in that moment, oh yes, when he was 3 years old, he fell downstairs and broke his leg.
Wow.
And so it seems like we have, as part of our equipment, a digital recorder of sorts that records all of our experiences in our life. And these experiences may affect us in positive ways or not so good ways. And so he was able to recall this experience when it was brought up, but he probably would have never made the connection that when you're in pain, you can't move forward, because that's what imprinted with him at that age of 3 when he broke his leg. He was in pain, but he couldn't move. 40 years later, he's in pain, and he's being reminded that he also can't move. Hmm. And so that energy was cleared, allowing him to make better choices.
Now, in the in our introduction, we touched upon what you're talking about right now. We said it is said that 90% of suffering is from stored emotions. Why is that so? Why do we store emotions? Why is it so easy for us to store emotions?
It's stored automatically, almost like your blood flows throughout your body with no conscious effort. It's an automatic system, and there seems to be almost like an automatic digital recorder that we come in with. So these experiences are recorded without our conscious effort or awareness. And so as we grow up and we begin to see where there are issues or problems and we can't figure out what it is, 90% of the time, it may be something that has been stored in your emotional field, your energy field, your emotional baggage. Hmm. I'll give you an example of how something can be recorded very early in life. I had a man also in his 40s who had two issues. He had fear and he had lower back pain and couldn't figure out what the cause was or how to be free of it. So when we had our session, the energy showed me and went into the time of his birthing process, because when he was activating the labor, his mother was in a lot of fear because she was completely by herself, couldn't get to the hospital, and was fearful. She ended up getting a neighbor, an 80-year-old neighbor, to drive her to the hospital, and he literally dropped her off at the curb and drove away. Wow. But she was at the hospital, and while there, her labor pain kicked up, and she went into even more fear because of the pain. So as he was being born, her pain and her fear imprinted on him. And then 40 years later, it manifests. And so that energy, the pain and fear connected to that experience, was cleared. But number one, he wasn't conscious of it. And number two, he probably would have never connected the two.
Is there a way that we can become aware of our stored emotions so we can get them addressed?
There is a way, and it is really important to recognize why we're suffering, why we don't feel good, why we're not happy, why we're not experiencing the life we would like to. Mm-hmm. And so it's important to recognize it and then get the help that we need. Mm-hmm. It's also good to recognize that we are responsible for our own well-being. We may not have had control of our life experiences growing up, but we have a choice in what we do with our accumulated emotional baggage. So I have two suggestions to alleviate suffering. Mm. First and biggest is meditate. Mm. Meditate daily. Now, many people have ideas of what meditation is, so I just want to say that there are many ways to meditate. Yes. So find one that works for you. Meditation can be long or it can be short, but most important is it should be regular, ideally on a daily basis. Once you begin to practice meditation, then as you go through your day or your life and you have situations that are a little bit difficult, you can more easily move into that space that is similar to meditation. It can be just a minute long and you just focus on your breath and it will help reset your energy. So meditation is a wonderful way to clear away the stuff that we've accumulated to bring you into your own center. Another way is to recognize what pushes your buttons, what pulls you out of your center. So let's say you recognize that you have strong feelings about someone. Well, you can be free of that because you're the one suffering from that. And so there's a way to do that. And I'll share with you what worked for me. So the suggestion is to start easy. Perhaps you focus on a friend that aggravates you, or a neighbor who's a pest, or a coworker who is annoying. You want to start with something like that because that emotion is probably unlikely to be seriously deep. And so I did this for someone who I was related to. They're in my family, so they're going to be in my life. And I just practiced this with them, and it healed me as well as our relationship. So what I did was I would have that person in my mind, and I would say or think the intention of this: peace, love, blessings, and miracles to you and your loved ones. And I would just say it over and over. I would say the person's name or have them in my mind and say, peace, love, blessings, and miracles to you and your loved ones. Now, I have to tell you that when I first started that, my ego kept saying, but they don't deserve this. They've been mean to you. You don't want them to have that. And I really didn't. But I forced myself to say that. And what happened was I began to heal. My resentment or whatever it was began to dissolve. And then my relationship with them began to heal. And I found that when I was around them, I no longer had those buttons that would irritate me. Those buttons dissolved. And so it's a very easy way to free yourself from that which is causing you suffering.
Right. When we hang on to those emotions that are associated with whatever it is that's bugging us in this case, it's not healthy for ourselves either. It holds us back from our own development and progression.
It certainly does. And there's, you know, gain the wisdom from the past, but there's no need to stay there.
Right.
Because we miss the present moment and we miss our future.
Right.
So learn from the past. It's almost like in a car. You know, the rear view mirror is very small. It's important, but it's small. And what takes greater value is the front window, the windshield, because that is where you're going. So where you're going should get most of your energy.
That's true. That's true. Very good. Now, your technique is a no-touch technique. We talked about it in our last interview. I mean, and you are very successful with helping your clients. So what can a potential client expect when they're going to, when they're in a session with you?
Feeling safe and accepted is the foundation of my session. It's a space that is loving, calm, and non-judgmental. So the other benefits is that because I do them by internet or phone, a person can stay in the comfort of their own surroundings.
Right.
They don't have to get up and travel. They don't have to get up and leave after it's over. So it's convenient. And the energies that fill the space that we are in, they are loving, calm, gentle. And in doing this, it's not only convenient, but it allows me, because it's internet or phone, to record the session.
Right.
And so during the session, the person can relax, and really their only job is to breathe and relax, although they're welcome to share whatever they'd like to share. But when the session is finished, I send or email them the recording so they can replay it. And then they can continue to benefit from the recording because, you know, when music is recorded, no matter how long ago, it still holds the frequency, the sounds, and the vibrations. And so your recording in a session will also hold the energies, and you can continue to benefit from them as well as recall the details that came up.
Now, what keeps you inspired to continue working and helping people with your practice?
The work itself and the benefits that people experience, that really provides me with continuous inspiration to be able to see people be released from toxic relationships, lifetime of sadness, unhealthy habits, free from childhood traumas, to be free from abusive relationships is very rewarding.
And
to see people be unstuck from the expectations of others, to be freed from a job that is unfulfilling. I had a 30-year-old woman who was working in a job that she wanted to leave, but she could not bring herself to leave. So we had a session, and within a week, she gave her notice, and 2 weeks after that, she had job opportunities that were in alignment with her path. So the beauty and the inspiration is to see people move forward in their life, to discover their purpose for being here, and to begin to feel the joy that life really does have for them.
Now, do you have anything coming up, like publications, workshops, etc., that you would like to share with our listeners today?
Yes, I do have a publication. It will be a collaboration book. And so that will be coming out probably mid-year. And I am also working on workshop. And right now, my main focus is to share the work that I do so that people know that there's an easy, available, convenient technique that can free them when they're ready. My biggest message to your listeners is this. Your experiences don't have to define you because we've all had hurts and disappointments, but the emotions that are connected to them can be released and you can be free from the past. You can be released from the present. If there's something going on in your life now and you feel stuck, there is help for you. And so the strongest message is this: suffering in life is not a requirement. We can each make choices and we can each take the steps to be free, because when you free your emotions, you free yourself. And when I say self, I mean your greater self, the self with a capital S. You free yourself to be the truth of who you are. And we are here to express our truth and live according to our truth. And it's really time to peel away the layers that are covering up the true self. It's time to show up for yourself because your better life awaits you.
That's a very important message. Now, how would our listeners contact you to learn about your workshops or your collaborative writing piece, etc.?
Okay. Well, the collaborative writing piece will be on my website when it is published. But in the meantime, people can reach me through email, and my email is Avalon, which is A-V-I-L-O-N-E, @avalonbailey.com. My website is avalonbailey.com, and Bailey is B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Well, it was such a pleasure having you again on our show today, Avalon. Keep doing the great work that you're doing.
I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you and your listeners and your part in getting the word out that help is available. And I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
www.awakenedpathonline.com. I'm your host, Dr. Candace Nadine Green, and you are listening to Awakened Path Radio, giving you tools to guide you on your spiritual or metaphysical journey. Namaste and let it be.